Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY 2024 earnings conference call of Vishnu Chemicals Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the initial remarks conclude. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the earnings release and other filings that can be found on the company's website. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Vora from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. We have with us from management, Mr. Cherukuri Siddhartha, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Hanuman Bhansali, VP Finance. We thank them for giving us this opportunity to host them. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Meet. Good evening, everyone. My name is Hanuman, and I'm the Vice President, Finance at Vishnu Chemicals Limited. I'm pleased to present to you a comprehensive overview of our company performance in the past quarter. I would like to highlight the key achievements, challenges, and strategic initiatives that will shape our path forward. Let me start with the financial performance achieved during the third quarter of this financial year. First, the consolidated performance. The company achieved a total income of 308 crore in Q3 FY 2024, compared to 311 crore in Q2 FY 2024. The consolidated EBITDA for Q3 FY 2024, 35 crore, compared to 49 crore in Q2 FY 2024, a decline of 8% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The consolidated PAT of the company was 21 crore, compared to 24 crore in Q2 FY 2024, a decline of 13% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Now, the standalone performance of the company. The company registered a total income of 258 crore in Q3 FY 2024, compared to 269 crore in Q2 FY 2024, a decline of 3% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The gross margins at standalone level increased from 42.3% in Q2 FY 2024 to 43.1% in Q3 FY 2024, an overall increase of 75 basis points. The absolute EBITDA of the company declined marginally by 3% at 32 crore in Q3 FY 2024, compared to 40 crore in Q2 FY 2024. The standalone PAT of the company was 22 crore, compared to 24 crore in Q2 FY 2024, a decline of 6% on a sequential basis. Now, I will share our views on the various aspects of our bromine chemicals business. In the quarter gone by, our domestic market demonstrated robust demand, contributing to a sales mix favoring domestic sales at 53%, compared to 47% in export sales. Despite the challenges posed by the current business environment, both volume offtake and prices remained the same, mirroring the stability observed in the previous quarter. Our focus on improving efficiencies and optimizing processes resulted in a remarkable 10% reduction in average consumption of key raw materials compared to FY 2023. This has helped us mitigate the impact of higher raw material prices. Cost of consumables as a percentage of operating revenues was 13.8% in Q3 FY 2024, compared to 16.3% in Q2 FY 2024. Power costs also reduced as a percentage of operating revenues from 5.2% in Q2 FY 2024 to 4.7% in Q3 FY 2024. Now, talking about barium chemicals. The capacity utilization in barium chemistry was similar to that in Q2 FY 2024, but emphasis on reduction in inventory of finished goods resulted in better sales volume on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Our depreciation has surged by 89% on a year-on-year basis, exerting a short-term impact on profitability. the company is expected to see better traction in volumes as we progress. Our upgradation of equipment and infrastructure completed in the newly acquired Parayi beneficiation plant. The plant has stabilized in February and sizable benefits and cost savings are expected to flow from Q1 FY25. Now I will request the Joint Managing Director of Vishnu Chemicals, Mr. Tirthiri Siddhartha, to share his views on the business. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Hanumant, and very good evening, everyone. I would like to start off by sharing highlights in the chromium chemistry. Our company is set to recoup its entire investment in the backward integration project at Vishakhapatnam by Q1 FY25. This is marking it as a significant success. The cost of our primary raw material, chrome ore, continues upward trend in Q3 FY24. This is marking a consistent quarterly increase of nearly 10% over the past three quarters. On the same lines, we intend to secure and reduce the dependency of procurement of chrome ore. Therefore, our proposal to acquire a strategic chrome ore beneficiation plant with a sizable reserve is progressing well, and our offer has been accepted. Further details will be shared upon conclusion of negotiations and execution of documentation. This is demonstrating our commitment to secure a raw material supply chain in the years to come. In June 2023, we commissioned a new capacity of manufacturing precipitated barium sulfate. 100% of the raw materials used in production are sourced from within India, which is close to our plant. The quality of our product is at par with other international peers, and we have got already approval from so some of the major multinational paint companies who are in India and outside India. Good volumes of PBS were sold during the quarter, leading to an improvement in the market share. However, we are witnessing some pricing pressure specifically from China. The capex for the next financial year, FY25, will be prioritized, focusing on vertical or backward integration and volume expansion. While various micro and macro factors led to an overall tough quarter, we can see things improving in the chemistries we operate. With the completion of stabilization by Q4 FY24 for our new project, we are confident of achieving an improved performance in the quarters to follow. Thank you. Now I request we start and keep the floor open for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. First question is from Rikin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Siddharth. So I just wanted to ask on, you know, the breakdown and correlation between the sodium dichromate prices and chrome ore prices. So again, it's another quarter where both the prices have been moving in different directions. And I was just trying to understand what maybe could be at prolonging this, effect, because generally these things have been moving in tandem historically, and at the moment it is very difficult to gauge when things would revert back. So, you know, if you could help with that.
That's a good question. I would say that the both are not moving in a different direction. So what we are seeing is the chrome ore prices have increased by another 10% during the quarter on account of increase in sea freight rates globally. That has, you know, made an impact, and our finished good prices have remained stable for this quarter. But what we are witnessing now is we have already started discussing with some of the potential end users, and we have already announced a price increase among all our products. So we are expecting a price increase from quarter one FY25.
Got it. Next question on barium ion. So it's, I think, been 4 quarters since, perhaps you can say sort of a slowdown in the barium segment, and we have perhaps not reached a respectable enough profitability in barium segment, you know, due to many challenges from supply side, some demand softness on barium carbonate in Europe. So in terms of, you know, thinking going forward, when do we see this getting back to a very healthy level?
There are many factors which is causing, you know, this stress on the P&L, especially on the barium side. Is one is demand slowdown in the construction industry, A, and also our precipitated barium sulfate, the product approval is taking slightly longer than I anticipated, but it's progressing quite well. As we speak, this quarter we are operating at 60%, and we are seeing a good order pipeline for this quarter, and hopefully by Q1 FY25, we are expecting an operating level of over 70% in the precipitated barium sulfate. That will definitely build the overall product mix and improve the spreads for our barium portfolio.
No, that's fair. Okay, so, you know, we do have a roadmap for barium sulfate, but considering barium carbonate, you know, seems to be stuck with the demand challenges in Europe, are we sort of, you know, trying to navigate that in other geographies? Because maybe the issues in Europe could be much more prolonged than people anticipate.
In the few quarters ago, we acquired this beneficiation plant called Ramadas Mineral. The primary reason for us to acquire this facility is to bring down our raw material cost, and we are witnessing a good progress in that project, whereby a key raw material, which is barite, the cost is going to come down significantly by March, April. And currently the plant is under stabilization phase. By April, we are expecting it to be fully operational. By virtue of that, our key raw material costs will come down. That will definitely give us more leverage in terms of pricing. And in terms of demand, yes, it is sluggish, but it's not fully off. And also it's being clubbed with the Red Sea issue, because majority of our business is in Europe. The customers are slowly picking up and they have accepted the fact that the prices are going to continue to remain elevated, not just for shipments coming out of India, but also from China. So we are seeing steadily the orders are picking up and customers are coming back and confirming the volumes overall.
All right. That's it from my end. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Just on continuation of your answer on last participant's question about this Red Sea issue. So how we are seeing this as of now, and how much it has impacted, basically, you can say, in Q3? For us, I mean, what kind of volume has been impacted because of this?
So you pointed out to a very pertinent issue with respect to freight. Red Sea is going to be one of the world's busiest ships. Nearly 30% of global container trade transits through the Suez Canal alone. And it was an issue that was not in control of anyone, either the suppliers or the procurers. And it immediately increased the shipping costs in certain routes, like say from Asia to Europe, by nearly 5 times in a period of less than 30 days. There is no respite right now in this, but the changes are now being accepted globally. by both exporters as well as importers. Because this change has not just led to increasing prices, but also it has increased the transit time by nearly 30% to 40% in most of the routes. Talking about Vishnupur, you know, we saw nearly 145 basis points increase in freight cost on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And we are already in conversation with our customers as this freight cost increase will be transitory and it will persist in contact renegotiations with other clients.
Okay, okay. But anything, any volume to quantify that because of which we have lost some volume or anything to...
Well, we have not lost, but there has been a delay in the shipments. I mean, but customers have come back and they are started moving now. Well, their idea was they were anticipating that, you know, this the sea freights will cool off in a few months from now, and they are picking up, you know, on the need basis so that they don't run out of stock. And they are also mindful of the fact that if they delay the their decision making to, you know, access shipments, given the longer transit time, they might even run out of stock. They're cognizant on this fact that in general the transit time has gone up, so they have to, you know, place their order now. Otherwise, they'll be, you know, it'll be a stock out situation for them in general.
Okay. Okay. Secondly, on the subsidiary side and on Bayesian side, that from last quarter Q2, I think we have increased some revenue in Q3, but on EBITDA there was a decline. So is there a product mix change, or how to see this thing on quarter on quarter basis for subsidiary?
Yes, the revenues in Vishnu Bayerium increased on a quarter on quarter basis, and this was mainly because of the increase in realization of barium carbonate prices that we undertook to pass the increase in the raw material price. So at a gross profit level, the company made absolutely the same spreads that it made in Q2. But because the realization per kg were higher, the gross margins took a little lower. But overall, we maintained our gross profitability on a unit level.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Come back in queue later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Rakesh Davera from 4R Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity. My first question is regarding barium compound. We are facing strong competition and demand. Sorry? Hello?
Yeah.
Really. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My first question is related to barium compound. We are facing tough competition and also slowdown in growth. So, can you throw some light?
Well, thank you very much for your question. I would say that, you know, yes, you know, we are seeing a slowdown in demand, but it doesn't mean that our growth is coming down, because if you see sequentially, the volumes have been increasing quarter on quarter basis, and that will bound to continue as we are focusing more on precipitated barium sulfate. We are witnessing good volume growth in the quarters to come, and also on the barium carbonate side also, on a Y on Y basis, we are going to see close to 14% increase in the volume. However, that will not reflect in the revenues in general because of the general adjustment in the prices. But otherwise, we are growing in terms of volumes on both barium carbonate and barium sulfate. Generally speaking, there has been about a 12 to 13% decrease in the product realization. That is actually, you know, playing an impact on overall revenues and profitability.
Okay. Strong hit on EBITDA is due to higher fixed cost. due to beryl beneficiation plant earlier, or what exactly is hitting EBITDA?
If you see, our EBITDAs have actually increased on a year-on-year basis, which means that our operating leverage has kicked in overall. But in terms of profitability, we have faced an impact on account of close to 80% increase in the depreciation on a Y-on-Y basis, and also increase in the interest cost. And also, there is a one-off thing which we had during last quarter, because already the project has commenced, and we cannot capitalize it anymore. So there has been an incidental expense to improve on a certain process where some cost has been incurred.
Okay.
In general.
Earlier in Q2, we seen that break even achieved in Barium, but it was not exactly on the realized guidance. So how can we understand this? Can we understand like the growth, Barium compound growth is getting slowed down due to pressure from the overseas market also?
Well, I think what we are seeing, the volumes are increasing, and as we tend to reach 80% operating level, which we are confident on achieving by Q1 FY25, we are targeting an EBITDA of 18 to 20% in Barium vertical itself, and we are quite positive about it. And although there would be an impact on higher depreciation, still there would be an increase in the profitability in the FY25.
Yes, coming to Barium precipitate capacity utilization, at what level currently we are operating?
Currently we are operating at 60%. From FY25, we are targeting to operate it over 70%.
Yeah, and other question is regarding Bhilai plant. To throw some light on Bhilai plant, what exactly operations there?
Well, we are mostly operating value-added derivatives there, like chromic acid, also producing sodium dichromate, potassium dichromate, and basic chrome sulfate. That's what we produce at the Bhilai facility.
So what are the measures taken generally to avoid incurring heavy costs? So in last Q2, we have spoken that regarding reducing cost expenditure. So are we maintaining same thing?
Yeah, so we have taken multiple steps to reduce our overall cost of consuming chemicals. Number one was that we reduced our consumption of the raw materials. So on a per kg basis, the amount of raw materials that we consumed in FY23, they have come down by nearly 10% over the last 9 months. And this is across the raw materials that we are consuming in chromium chemicals. So that includes soda ash, sulfuric acid, etc. What this has led to is an improvement in gross margin that is already visible in our Q3 FY22 results. It has improved by nearly 75 basis points. Apart from this, we have also done a lot of upgradation in our equipment and processes, which has reduced our overall cost of consumables that generate energy, and reduced our cost of electricity, which was earlier about 5.2% and has come down to 4.7% in Q3 FY24 with the same volumes.
Okay.
Most importantly, I'd like to highlight that we completed our backward integration in Visakhapatnam in sodium carbonate. In January 2022, we started this plant, and we are now all set to recoup our entire investment to the tune of nearly 140 crores spent on this project by Q1 FY25 itself. So this is these are some of the significant achievements that we have done on the efficiency as well as reduction of cost.
Yeah, and final question regarding chromium compound. We have acquired, approved for acquisition of chrome ore. result, and when will we see that in the results? When will we able to reflect that?
We have taken a board approval in the last quarter, and now talking about the progress that we have made, we have identified the assets that we would like to acquire, and our offer has been accepted by the seller. We are in process of completing the documentation, and over the next few months, we'll be spending time to conclude the formality for it.
So how much margins can we can expect after completion of this Chromegoor acquisition? Any improvement, how much improvement we can expect?
We'd like to reserve our comments on the exact cost benefit due to Chromegoor acquisition because of confidentiality clauses that we have entered with the seller. But please note that Chromegoor is a very, very important raw material for the production of chromium chemicals. And until now, we are procuring 100% of it from external sources. Through this acquisition, we'll be mitigating the risk of volatility in the raw material prices. And that would be the key. And that would give us a further strength to keep on expanding in the forward integration without worrying anything about the raw material.
And what will be the guidance for Q4?
Right now, we are making significant improvement in barium vertical. So we are hoping that the overall improvements that we have shared with all of you today will put us into in Q4, and that is what will take over in the next financial year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Aditya Bharat Chedda from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Evening. Hi, Anuman. So first is, can you highlight the gross debt and net debt number for December 31st?
Good afternoon. Good evening, Mr. Aditya. Our gross debt on a consolidated level is around 320 crores as of 31st December. And our net debt is nearly 250 crores. Our debt to equity, our gross debt to equity is 0.5 times. And by the end of this financial year, we'll be standing at nearly 0.45 times.
Right. And one clarification on employee cost, the bump up has to do with the PPS plant, or is there any other element to the quarter on quarter 10% jump in employee cost on consolidated basis to 15 crores?
Typically in Q3, we have a one-time impact of annual bonuses that we roll out across the company. So this is something that is every year in the Q3 quarter. It's a one-time increase.
Right. And last question is on PBS. Right now, the revenue contribution from PBS would be how much on the console number?
PBS is right now operating at lower levels. So its contribution overall would increase only from Q4 and Q1 subsequently. So right now at an overall level, it could be about less than 5%.
Right. Sure. Thanks. That's it from my
end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Bansal, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, yeah. Please go ahead to the question, Ayush.
Good evening, Mr. Ayush.
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Ayush.
My question was regarding the individual capacity utilization of barium carbonate and barium sulfate, and how we see it improving up to Q1 FY23. What is your guidance? Hello. Okay. So my question was on the individual capacity utilizations of barium carbonate and barium sulfate, and how we see it improving over Q1 FY25 next two quarters.
So the current operating level of barium carbonate is at 75%, and the barium sulfate we are operating at 55% to 60% level, and as we progress towards next financial year, our endeavor would be to increase the barium sulfate operating levels to over 80%. We are confident because, you know, we are witnessing a good order book and customer approvals are flowing in. And barium carbonate also, as we see some improvement in the construction industry in Europe and Latin America, we are confident to operate it at over 90% during FY25.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from Guneet from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, our revenues have more or less been range bound from the last around 8 to 10 quarters between 300 to 350 CR. And if I'm not wrong, we made some capacity enhancements and some brownfield projects as well during this time frame, and also certain backward integration programs. So I just would like to understand, when can we expect a bump up in volume and a bump up in the revenues, I mean, going forward? Because if I remember correctly, we had also given a guidance of 1500 CR for FY23 or FY24, and we still are at the run rate of about 300 crores per quarter. So I would like to understand your views on this.
Thank you, Mr. Dhamit, for your question. We are expecting our varying chemicals capacity utilization to improve Q4 onwards, and entering into next financial year, we are very confident of delivering a 70% utilization level, that would overall increase our profitability, and that would overall increase our revenues and also the profitability of the company. At the same time, the improvements that we have done of both chromium and barium chemicals will help us with our expenses. Some of them Barite beneficiation plant, which will operate, which is already operating at a higher utilization level compared to previous, and it will further increase as we enter into the month of March. Secondly, is our processing and chromium chemicals, with overall system of raw material and electricity. That is also going to benefit and benefit and reduce the overall cost of consumption for us. So with the business cycles expected to change in a few quarters, we are hoping that these improvements would be sustained and help us achieve better margins when the cycles are changed and when the cycles change and when the prices of property come.
All right, sir, that is great. Do we have any internal estimates based on the kind of pipeline that we see and the kind of work that we're doing of the kind of growth we should expect in FY25 and the steady state margins that we're looking at, the realistic steady state margin for FY25 considering all the work that has been done?
We don't give guidance. So we won't be able to share internal view. Overall, our endeavor is to achieve more than 16% EBITDA margin.
Voice is cracking, but it's not audible.
Coming back to the question, we don't give a revenue or profitability guidance for FY25. But the first thing that we would like to do is achieve our EBITDA margins to the level of 16-17%, which is right now at about 14.6% as of at a consolidated level. And overall, the revenues also would increase next year because of our overall increased offtake from Barium Chemicals. That would be the key drivers of profitability.
All right. And sir, are we looking at any other capex or any other expansion plans for the coming years to add more volumes?
We are looking at expanding.
Hi. This is Siddharth with you. We are looking at adding chromium metal to our portfolio. The work is under progress now, so we're expecting a commercial launch of this product by FY26, and this will be a good value assertive product for our chromium portfolio. So for that, the capex is currently on. We are in the process of expanding our chrome oxide green production at our Vishakhapatnam plant, which will be the key raw material for producing chromium, high purity chromium metal.
All right, sir. Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Shah from Ambika FinCap. Please go ahead.
Hi team, thanks for the opportunity. Siddharth, my first question is on the chromium side. In last con call, you mentioned that there was an opportunity for green oxide. How are we shaping there? Have we got any approval for that?
Yeah, it's hi Dhruv. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, with respect to chrome oxide, we did give an update that given that one of the producers in Germany is in the process of shutting down the facility, we are witnessing a good inquiries from Europe and US. Currently, where we stand today is our samples are under testing phase. So we're looking forward to hear from the clients in the quarter to come from now. But as such, for this particular product, the order book is looking quite solid. And our operating levels at our Hyderabad plant where we are producing chrome oxide green is operating over 90%. And as we move forward towards FY25, we are all already considering adding capacity since we have a furnace available to increase our oxide production at our Hyderabad facility, where we can also use more sodium dichromate internally for our own production.
Right. Thanks for that update. Siddharth, I have a more general question on your chromium side. With the chrome ore prices going up every quarter, you think it's feasible for the players in Turkey and other European countries to continue production, or they will see the same fate what the Germany producer saw? Because we are seeing our margin, going down with our low cost of production with the backward integration we have in Sorash. So how are other players surviving this?
Well, what is definitely helping us to sustain, to get through this headwind is definitely a CO2 electrification is helping us in a very big way. And it's still more to come in terms of, because currently our CO2 electrification is operating at 75% level, and we are expecting it to go to 90% level by FY25. That will definitely give us a lot more leverage in terms of pricing and overall costing in general. And in terms of, chrome ore pricing, it's not just for Vishnu Chemicals, but across the industry, all our peers are bound to source this raw material from either from South Africa or Kazakhstan. What we are seeing, talking about the Turkish peer who's having an advantage with respect to currency, we see them leveraging that to some extent, which gives them a little bit of pricing power over the others. And the South African producer who is in South Africa, you know, they have some logistical advantage because Cromore is in South Africa. But as a Vishnu Chemicals, what we see, we have a very strong footing in India, which is primarily a growing market compared to other parts of the world. And as you can see, over the last 3 years, our domestic share continues to increase. We were at 60, 65%. Today, we are at 75%. And the market seems to grow in India at 6 to 7% levels.
But, Siddharth, can you pinpoint any particular reason why the chrome ore prices are going up? Is it because of the electricity cost in South Africa, primarily?
That is one of the factors, but not the major one. It's primarily because of logistical issues in general and some consolidation which has happened in the mining industry over the last 4 to 5 years, especially during COVID. There are very few suppliers out there. And especially for our particular grade, which is chemical grade, there are very few suppliers who are able to produce this particular grade product. You know, what is really helping us in this situation is because we have an agreement with one of a very big producer. So our volumes are taken care of. What issue we are facing is with the pricing in general. So because we tend to buy at what the market price is in general.
Right. Coming to your barium side, did I hear it right that are we seeing some competition in our PBS segment from Chinese players in India?
Yes, to some extent, because they have realized that there is a domestic supply which was not there in the past. I think part of their effort is to secure their position in India because it's their main market outside China. Currently, given the import stats and all, the market today is about 30,000 tons. It's grown 14% on a Y-on-Y basis. But I think we do differentiate and we do position ourselves as a quality supplier because we are able to demonstrate there's a quality difference between what Chinese are offering versus what we are supplying. But as you know, it takes some time for customers to really get to that point. But our technical team and the sales team are working round the clock to, make them realize what they're using and what they're getting now versus what they are having.
But in pricing, what is the difference between what we are offering and what they are offering?
It depends on the customer, depends on the grade.
Okay.
There's always be a 5 to 8% delta.
They would be cheaper, 5 to 8%, right?
Yeah.
Understood. Right. And my last question, we aren't seeing any full benefits of Barite acquisition yet, right? Should we see that in Q4?
Yeah, definitely. As we speak, we are witnessing a good improvement because it's a new facility. Our people are, gearing up, trying to get used to that process and everything. And this month itself, we are seeing a good progress in terms of yields and volumes, what we have envisaged. The acquisition has happened in the month of September and we have started, operating from October. So this is what we have planned. It takes about 5 to 6 months to stabilize everything and achieve the desired yields.
What will be the utilization level there right now?
Right now, the utilization level is about up to 60% as we speak. But what we are trying to focus is to improve on the yields, which overall helps to, help the costing factor as we improve on the yield
and
the processing plants.
Fair enough. All the best and thank you for answering all my questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bhavya Sonawala from Samsa Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just two. I missed out on the initial remarks on in terms of if there has been any kind of volume growth this quarter. And second question was similar to the previous participant on the competitive landscape in the chromium segment. If we are seeing any kind of increased inquiries considering any problems with our competitors, if you can throw some light on that. Thank you.
So On the volume front, the volume and the price and retail came in Q3 FY24 compared to Q2 FY24.
Okay.
And on the, can you repeat your second question, please?
Basically, just wanted to know the competitive landscape in the chromium segment, and are we seeing any kind of increased inquiry in terms of being on the cost front, or any kind of issues in the competitors that we are seeing some increased inquiry for the chromium segment in our business?
On the chromium segment, I'd like to highlight that we have exhausted our full installed capacity, and now we are in the process of investing in both the primary chemical as well as derivatives in the next financial year. So that would further give us, you know, more range of products to penetrate into newer markets. As I'm speaking to you, we have already gained a lot of traction in the European as well as American markets. And with our new products coming up, they will further strengthen our position in these markets.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your continued support as we are working together towards a future of sustained growth. I'd like to thank all the participants, team of MK and Chorus Call for our time today. If there are any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us on investors@krishnachemicals.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.